You will hear five different people talking about a time when they told a lie. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
The neighbours had some kind of party last Thursday night and the noise was terrible. I had to go round at 2 in the morning to complain. I told them my wife and I couldn't get to sleep and their music had woken up our two teenage daughters who both had an exam in the morning. I made up that bit about my girls. They'll sleep through anything. Plus, it was the last week of school, so there was no way they had any exams. But it did the trick. They were quiet after that. And the next day, they put a card through the door apologising for the disturbance.
Speaker 2.
In the days before online booking, I once queued up overnight to get a ticket for a David Bowie concert. I was only 15, and because I didn't want my parents to worry, I told them I was going to a sleepover at my friend's house. When I got the ticket, though, I was so excited I showed it to my mum and owned up to lying about the sleepover. Told her the whole truth. Funnily enough, she said she was sorry I'd felt I'd had to lie to her and told me she'd have let me stay out all night if I'd just asked her. I hadn't expected that. I thought she'd be really angry.
Speaker 3.
A mate of mine was always getting into trouble at school and they'd told him that if he put another foot wrong, he'd be expelled. So, of course, when someone reported him for smashing a light in the toilets at break time, he insisted he was innocent, said he hadn't been anywhere near the toilets. I didn't want him to get kicked out, so I backed up his story and said that he'd been with me in the library. Trouble was, the idiot had left his mobile on one of the sinks, so they knew it was him. He got expelled and I got suspended for a week.
Speaker 4.
My neighbour came over a few weeks ago. She said she'd run out of flour and asked if she could borrow some. It was a Sunday afternoon and the shop on the corner was closed and she wanted to bake a sponge cake for her kids. Well, I did have some, and under normal circumstances I'd have been more than happy to lend it to a neighbour in need. But she'd never done me any favours. In fact, she'd been positively unfriendly to me on occasions. So I said I was sorry, but no, I didn't have any flour, and if she hurried, she might catch the shop down in the town before it closed.
Speaker 5.
When I was about 5 or 6, I took a pair of scissors out of a kitchen drawer and cut off a big chunk of my hair in front of my friends. I'm not sure why. Maybe I was just showing off, trying to make myself look big. I kept being asked the same question. Have you cut some of your hair off? My mum, my dad, the hairdresser. And I kept saying no. I said it so many times I almost believed it in the end. I thought I'd got away with it, but my mum told me recently she'd always known what had happened.